We have musical artist Chris O and Stop in the building. Guest host Sylvester Powell Jr. Stay tuned.
You are now tuned into Black Hollywood Live. The beat.
Say all you gotta do is put your heart in it, right? Sometimes I just sit back and reflect, appreciate the things I got, don't even worry about what I couldn't get, and to think that I am next, I'm taking life how it comes, teaching myself not to expect, but I'm learning to accept people for who they are. Anybody on this world can point and choose a flaw to create distance, a separation, cause two different situations, but I'ma spread love through my whole generation. Stevie Hart's the new attitude medication, so tune in to your gratitude vibration. A freedom frequency, a latitude meditation.
But you can't channel
in if your mind stays racing. The quickest way to get your mind settled is to vent and to think about all the things you would
change. Hey, Stevie Hart's premiere. Thank you. Make sure you guys check out the rest of the video. Just launched today. Shout out to the homie Stevie Hart.
Stevie Hart's, I love you. That's the positive energy man. Yo, he walk around with amethyst crystals and citrites and shit. And symptoms.
Hey, that shit is beautiful too, yo. That shit is beautiful.
That's a tiger thing? What is that one?
Tiger eye.
Tiger eye.
Boom.
Wow. You invested in that.
Blessed up. All right, y'all. We want to thank you for tuning in. Black Hollywood Live to B. I'm here with my homegirl, Queen 2B.
All day. I missed you guys. I've been traveling and working, but I'm here. You know what I mean? I had to get the paper first.
Mr. Cotta in the building.
You already know, though.
You already know.
Hey, and like, we got so many special guests. It's super cool. We got our artist Stomp in the building. We brought his pineapple.
Deadass.
That's lit.
I love it. Lit.
I don't even know.
Well, you're going to see when you see the video, like, everything is going to, it's going to come full circle.
I'm like, yo, we having pina coladas or some shit up in here today? Like, fuck, you trying to show bitches the importance of eating pineapples?
You know what I mean? Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We couldn't even get 3 minutes in.
Sorry.
Damn.
Okay.
Sylvester Powell in the building.
How y'all doing?
Dango, you been deer eyes. You been all over.
She tried. No, he's been.
She about to jump over me to get to him.
He started it. I walked in here. I walked in from outside, and he goes, "Oh, you decided to show up for work." I'm like, "Yo, hello, who are you?"
Why you so like that?
And he's so cute, so you can't cuss him out.
You done did that.
Behind the scenes. No.
We also have musical artist Chris O in the building.
Hey, how you doing? What's going on?
Later on.
A little something.
You know.
Yeah.
He came in with the two chains.
You know. Yeah. Shout out to Pain.
We literally almost were going to be twins today. Like, I decided.
It was the energy, man.
I decided to put on the J-Lo jacket.
This motherfucker got on a snorkel. Okay. And it's like,
hey, I got him in the story, y'all. Keep the story, I got him.
He's feeling New Yorkish, though, so I'm feeling that. You feel
from
me?
New York, too?
Oh, Boston, but I lived in New York for like 7 years.
Okay, I feel it.
No, I mean, Harlem.
I mean, Queens. Southside Jamaica, Queens,
I know,
all
took
day,
that L train.
Day.
All right, so.
J-Train, J-Train. F train.
Girl, do you want to
shelling out the most?
I mean, Farmers and God Brewer all day.
Okay,
that's what the best rappers. LL Cool J, Nicki Minaj, 50 Cent, Ja Rule. We lived in the same building. Should I continue? Okay.
Yeah.
And where are you from again?
No,
don't do that.
All right, so we're starting something new here. So Mr. Carter started our Black Hollywood Live, The Beats SoundCloud page. And I mean, been finding a whole bunch of music on there. So this week, who'd you find?
So this week, we're going to start it off with our past guest, Willie Taylor, ex-member of Day 26. He has a lovely new joint called Better at Loving You with his lovely wife. So we're going to go ahead and get into that.
A lot of lovelies.
All right.
Lovely. Okay. It's a lovely joint, though. Watch.
Oh, my God. Don't add lovely to it, though. We have enough with, though.
It's lovely, though.
Oh, let's take a listen, though.
Okay. He's super dope.
I feel like this for y'all.
Is that
too.
Hard?
I feel like this for y'all too or something. Like,
have a baby pineapple.
Touch my hand. You don't touch my hand because you lie.
What's up?
You don't want to love me. That's right. You stay in the child's place. Oh. Sorry.
Damn.
It's all right.
It's all right, man. It's all right. Chicago better than New York. Put that out there.
Oh.
Hey, Willie Taylor, Shonda Denise, Better at Loving You. Make sure you guys check them out on SoundCloud. That's soundcloud.com/Willie Taylor Music. Boom. All right, so we got a whole bunch of new music videos here for you today. Stoppa got one called Hype Now.
Oh, yeah. Stoppa.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're going to get to that in just a second.
Oh, Stoppa.
You is just too much. She was waiting for a pineapple.
I'm waiting for him to say something about this shit. Why the fuck is this here?
We gonna get there.
All right, okay. So since you want to talk about New York, let's talk about this. Remy Ma joined up with JoJo for the song F.A.B. Fake Ass Bitches, Take a Look.
I love her.
Who, JoJo or Remy?
Remy.
You knew which one she was talking about.
Wow, JoJo's dope too, though.
Man, this JoJo knows.
This is a JoJo
shit. Yes.
Steve, turn it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Girl, say eating off the food off your plate, they don't do dishes.
Yeah, that piano.
That shirt. I'm feeling the shirt.
Yes, Rem.
Beth, you not my bestie. You a fake ass bitch just like the rest. See, I was all the way down. You was all the way gone. Now you trying to come back because I'm all the way gone.
Right.
Hey, JoJo featuring Remy Ma. Make sure you guys check out the rest of that video on Vivo FAB. Shout out to JoJo for just coming back strong.
Yeah, I follow her on Instagram. Like, she's super dope. Mm-hmm. She's definitely vanilla chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
White chocolate.
Yes, vanilla chocolate.
White chocolate. Just like you.
All right, ciao, ciao.
White chocolate? Okay.
Hey, Bayday. All right, so one of our YouTube viewers sent this in. Her name's Shira Lewis. The artist's name is Lexi Alize. We going to say that?
Alize.
Alize. How would you say
Alize.
That?
Alize.
Girl,
I don't know
if it's Alize.
A-L-I-J-A-I. That sounds like
a Tylenol. It might be. The J could be silent. Right.
All right, Lexi Alize. The song is Cold Hearted. Let's take a listen.
Exactly. Look, yo, I don't ever say a word, but I be thinking about a lot. Take a lot more than talent to get you up to the top. Tired of looking up the niggas who buying shit I ain't got. Tired of pulling tens out of my pocket instead of a knot.
Never forgot about them nights.
We ain't had no fucking lights. Mama drinking every night cause she hated the fucking life. When the time came, wasn't even crumbs to feed the mice. Dirty mix kid, long hair, my hair had lice. I just wanted to lay my head up on a pad that's nice. And I'ma get it to make up for them hard floor ass nights. My back hurting in the morning, but I thought it was good. Cause see, I never understood we wasn't living like we should. Shit, I thought this was the life. I was so used to the hood. Never fantasized about million dollar mansions in the woods. She did everything alone. Mama did it on her feet. Had to walk.
She kinda dope.
Yeah,
man, I'm feeling it.
Know her everyday stress was the fuck was we gonna eat. Other days it was how in the fuck am I gonna drink. I was eight, never ate. Hungry but never starved. Appreciate everything.
Hey, Alexi Alize, Cold Hearted.
Yo,
remix.
the chicks, man. I'm sorry.
They're coming.
Yo, niggas need to step their bars up because these girls with these bars. Am I right or wrong?
No, you're right. Danny Devastation.
Danny Devastation. All these girls got bars.
I concur.
They do.
They
not coming on with no, they coming with bars.
What was that?
That was,
I know what you're talking about.
Bands in the trap, same money.
They coming with bars. I guess
I'm just trying to clarify.
I guess the girls are tired of dudes singing now. They like, yo, can we get some real rap? Can we get some real MCs?
I mean, she was really dope.
She was super dope.
Yeah, she was
the sound, the video was cool. It was simple, too.
Yeah, they shot that with a mock.
But all right, I'm with it. All right, next, we played him before. His name is Pride. The song is called Things Change. This guy's dope as hell. You remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's dope. Riding through the highways of my homies and I'm coming
through. You say things ain't been the same, but nothing's happened. Were you here for that Pulling Report?
I wasn't here.
I think you was, Queen. This was the one where he started singing.
Well, he
was
like, oh my God, rapping. I wasn't expecting. Didn't he start singing on me?
Mr. Asian Boy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You
I like him.
This?
Yeah.
He's super dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can get it. A black girl
will
like him.
Girl, you talking
I'm not flicking coochie. I'm just saying he can forget it.
Well, he can get it. Kind of.
No, I mean, Queen, not only does Queen not like shrimp fried rice, but take it all the way to Queen. Pride, Things Change. He's super dope. Make sure you guys check him out. He's
you know
got a
what
whole
I think is so real about this? He's jamming in front of a Hyundai.
Yeah.
True. Still, that great car is a Hyundai, not even a Honda. He's in a he got the door open to a Hyundai. Like, I'm keeping it a hundred.
Them Black Friday specials, y'all. Yeah. Yeah. A Hyundai and a Kia.
No.
Shit.
All
right.
All right, Stopper. We got a new.
It's actually water out here.
That actually should have been a photograph. Weed Water Wi-Fi, new EP.
Yes.
Tell me about it. What, those are the essentials, clearly.
Yeah, it's the essentials. You know, we going into like a new age with just like the internet and everything, you know, and like health and just a new consciousness level, you know. And I feel like just for me, these are my essentials. You know, I need my weed, I need my water, I need my Wi-Fi.
So you keep talking about this health movement. Where did this come into play, and how does it have to do with music?
Well, I mean, just, you know, health as well. Mm-hmm. You should want to feel good, you know, like you should want to eat good, you know, because we as humans, we chase so many material things, but we don't take care of ourselves a lot, mm-hmm. you know. And then I just saw my mom, like, she just overcame breast cancer and lung cancer in 6 months, you know, like stage 4. So it's all just due to, like, you know, just taking care of yourself, your mind, your body, and your spirit.
Was that something that for you kind of shook your mind up in making that change?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I was having breakdown. I'm the only child, you know, and it was me. It's only me and my mom. So it's like, you know, I was having hella breakdowns, but, you know, when she told me she was going to be good, I was like, okay, well, shit, you know.
So what she do? She changed everything, her whole eating?
Yeah,
everything?
She changed her whole eating, her whole, like, just thought process, the way she take care of herself. She started getting into Tai Chi and stuff.
Oh. Wow.
You know, just taking care of herself. So that's why I'm really, really big on, like, you know, just the fruit, the pineapple. And also just because it's just the vibe, you know. You don't see no other fruit that look like this.
And it's just, and wears a crown.
Yeah, I feel like that's me as an artist, you know. So it's like, I'm gonna give you a vibe, I'm gonna give you a wave. That was, hey, I gotta take that. I didn't know that. Like, that was real.
That was the dope thing.
I think I read on like a Forever 21 shirt.
You should have said it was yours.
Okay.
Shit, I would have been like, shit, that was my shit. Okay. And put the though at the end.
Are we gonna get a lawsuit from Forever 21 talking about, I bet you didn't say that. All right. No, but so that's interesting, because it gets to a point where as a kid and growing up, now you have to kind of be the adult in the situation.
Exactly, and that's really what happened. Like, I was out here and I had just shot a video and I flew right back like the next day, and I felt like I gotta like cook for my mom and do all this stuff. And
as an artist, how did that affect you?
I took myself out of artist mode, because it's like family now. And, like, I mean, I still wrote music, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to put this on the side right now, because this is more important. So I took, like, about 3-4 months off, you know, just as an artist to really just take care of
your mother. Yeah. Well, where are you originally from?
I'm from Houston. H-Town.
Mm-hmm. Houston, Texas.
Deadass.
Okay, so now we got this single. It's called Hype Now.
Yeah.
Why did we want to put this song up?
I mean, because I feel like, you know, I'm really big on speaking stuff into existence. Mm. You know, I feel like I'm the hype now, you know, regardless. Mm. And as I continue to tell myself that, and I continue to put that out into the world with good music, you know, with just something dope that people can listen to, people can feel and vibe to, you know, they start to believe it.
Yes, positive vibes. Mm-hmm. All right, y'all.
And I see some of his social endorsements are Karen Civil.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She premiered the video.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she premiered it. DJ Charisma, she dropped it, too.
And Des Bryant.
Yeah, my homie, shout out Cole Beasley. He played for the Dallas Cowboys. And, you know, he actually, he heard it on Twitter, and he sent it to Des, and they was, like, fucking with it. And it was, like, crazy. I was like, damn, like.
It's one of those songs you can do a challenge to.
Let me see. Yeah. Let me hear what he says.
All right, let's see what Queen got to say about the video. So here it is.
This motherfucker got a pineapple in the video.
Oh, yeah.
How ironic is that? Say this, be trying to surf the motherfucking wave. They get wiped out. I be in LAX every week.
weekend catching flights now. I was the same nigga you did way back. Oh, I'm your type now.
I can hear this on the radio.
I guess we the hype now. We must be the hype now.
Yeah.
Hey. The whole team Super Bowl rings all iced out. I'm talking Steph Curry, 50 point of diamond shooting lights out.
God, that shirt though.
If it's a whole clique full of broke boys and the right crowd. I'm on a new level. This is way bigger than your lifestyle. Cause I got it right now. She might get it right now. Say this be trying to surf the motherfucking wave, they get wiped out. I be in H-Town every weekend catching flights now. I was the same nigga you this way back. Oh, I'm your type now. I must be the hype now. I must be the hype now. Yeah, cup in my hand, getting fucked up again. Celebrated like this wasn't the plan. Like all we wanted was a couple of bands. Like it was TSU Southern the ground. Shout out Kevin, that's my brother, my fam. Them niggas switched up on me, fuck them, goddamn. Can't come back around, we don't trust you, goddamn. All the hating in my DM, market as spam. I know I'm mad,
baby, he said market as spam.
But your body got me all in a trance. I need it, I need it all in advance. Quadruple that shit, no Ferrari, no Lamb. Luxury fuck, hey. Can't afford this.
Yeah.
My girl looking like yeah. Hell, so efficient.
Niggas trying to get wavy with Great Whites and Barracudas. That's 11 shooters stalling separate Ubers. Whoa. I got the number, I just never use it. Tried to let them do it, but they left it ruined. Heard you had your time, I was resting through it. Little nap, sack full of work. 40 stashed in the
yeah.
Get you
yo, I see why the Cowboys.
You shot that in a red. Yeah. You shot that with a red.
Oh yeah, you already know. See, you know
shot
your
that
problem.
With a red.
You know your camera. Yeah.
That looks really good.
So you got
really
the pass from Queen. Yeah. I mean, I love the simplicity of it. I love the like obviously we always talk about cameras here.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like you knew what you was doing. You knew
it's
what you
clean.
Was showcasing. And
that's
the pineapple
lit,
was
right.
The showcase.
I love that.
Man, this is a
lit,
movement
bro.
Right
I
here.
Love that.
I'm gonna tell all artists, quality is everything. Quality is everything. I would not settle.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah. Definitely.
You need to invest in a pineapple farm now. Because this needs to be. Look at. I thought this was the actual thing.
You're right.
I was like, you got to stop a pineapples and fuse them with different flavors. Well, let me not do it.
Stop giving too much.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't paying no check, nigga.
But you know who is making a check?
That
Sylvester.
Sounds really good. That sounds good. God bless you.
What's this you do working over here with Michael Jordan, the campaign?
He's so
you work with Michael Jordan?
Thank you.
He's so cute.
So you just gonna sit by us and you worry about Michael Jordan?
I mean, he just got a big check. You know what I mean?
It was the 20th anniversary for Space Jam. Mm-hmm. So I was brought in. It was a couple other guys that was brought in.
You
well.
Weren't even born.
Who?
No, I'm kidding.
I was.
She talking bad sitting across the table. Right? She ain't trying to talk that right.
Should I school back?
No, it was the 20th anniversary for Space Jam. So me and a couple other guys, we was brought in. We was out in Ontario, California. We was up there for like 3 days or something. They rented out the arena. And so we just did a whole campaign. So
what you model?
They released, yes, I'm a model and I'm an actor.
Okay.
So they released the first Jordan store in France, in Paris, in Europe, I should say, in Europe. But it was in France. I mean, it was in Paris. It was Batista Paris. I'm getting the name wrong. Like, please don't come at me because I can't say it right.
Out of everything that's happened on this show, that's the last thing anyone's talking
about. Nobody cares about that.
But it was the first Jordan store that was ever in Europe, and my picture is in there from like the top of the floor. I mean, the top of the ceiling to the bottom.
Okay. You got snipes.
That's huge. Yeah.
You got billboards.
It's gonna be in Chicago too, so that's gonna feel good being in like the greatest city in the world.
Yep. And no, that's like, not the greatest city.
Ooh. Don't do that, sweetie.
New York City. Wow. Oh, next time.
You knew that minute.
Why
you
should have
knew? You should have knew she was gonna come back.
So what's it like for your family to see the, you know what I mean, see you
these
up on
accomplishments?
These,
yeah,
it's amazing. Like I'm just the face of it. Like I'm just a product. It's a bunch of other people that's behind me that make me what I am. So for them to see it, to just see, that's their hard work too. You know, my mom, my dad, I got step parents, I got a stepmom, stepdad, I got grandparents and cousins and long distance people that I don't know that support
me. We seen your face.
Yeah. You get a lot of those calls. But like I say, I'm just a face. It's management and everything else that goes behind me. So.
But you're also an actor, so we got this movie called God's Movie.
Yes, The Gods. It's out right now. It's in Walmart. It's in Walmart. It's on Xfinity.
Netflix?
It's not on Netflix yet, but it should be on Netflix. And I just finished up one. What happened with that is I started out auditioning for this guy named Mikael Shannon Jenkins, which is my mentor now. Mm-hmm. So like a lot of my acting stuff, he kind of molded me and things like that, and he put me on all his movies. But I started out I auditioned for him for this film called Kilo Valley. Mm-hmm. And I had a part in that, and then he produced his own thing. He was just a director in that. But he put his money behind and he produced his own thing, which is The Gods. Again, it's a Walmart. Go get it. So once he did that, he gave me a little shot. I was in there for like maybe 10 seconds. And then after that, he came back and did Two Wolves, this movie named Two Wolves. Mm-hmm. And I'm in there through basically the whole movie.
Oh, good.
So he gave me a little shot. I proved myself.
So you're on your way.
Yeah, looking yeah, good. Yeah, yeah.
He's on his way.
And that one should be on Netflix, so you can watch that.
Say it again.
Two Wolves.
Yeah. Okay.
Now what do we got coming up for 2017?
The movie Two Wolves will be coming up in 2017. I just shot with Converse as well. So I shot with Converse like 2 Sundays ago. So right, that's pretty big. I got some other stuff in negotiation right now as far as movies and TV.
Now, I hear your dad was a really big songwriter.
Was or is?
Is.
Ooh. Okay. Oh,
okay. Okay. No shade. No shade, though. Let him know. No shade, though. I'm feeling it. I didn't feel what I'm saying.
They sent you.
But yeah. Muslim,
now,
why are we on that?
How come you didn't want to get in the whole music lane?
Yeah.
I feel like it's in me. Music, I do feel like, I usually got a music symbol on me, but I took it off today. Music is my first love. Like, my father, he's an extremely great music producer. He's written for, like, the Jacksons, Keisha Cole, Ashanti.
Yes, Keisha, yes, Ashanti.
And then, like, the Earth, Wind & Fire, any type of legend. You know, my father has done it. He released a album. It's coming out on Tito Jackson. And the single that he just did with Tito and Big Daddy Kane. So
Big
the reason
Daddy
why,
Kane.
Yeah, the reason why I didn't go into music is because I don't know. I just feel I can't be my dad. Like, that's too great. You know?
But you
it's
said you can sing.
No, I didn't say that. Wait.
Y'all want to put him on
an R.
Kelly song?
Let's not rewind.
This is what I said.
R. Kelly song?
This is what I said. I will sing it. Don't you play with me.
Find us an R. Kelly song.
Listen, don't you do it.
What kind of R. Kelly song you want?
What you
want
to do? I know all
of them. Feeling on your booty.
What were you missing?
And then we'll get Queen real excited.
I said I like to sing. I can sing. That's what I said. But I can't be that great. And I feel like my passion is acting. I can be great at acting.
Okay.
And I'm the first person to do it, so I can kind of. And then my little brother, he want to do it too.
Acting?
Yeah. I got 2 brothers, 2 little sisters. So they all finding their path. One want to do music. One is in basketball. One likes to sing. And one likes to direct. So.
Well, look at that, a family.
Sounding like the Waynes.
Yeah.
All right, click that. Let's go.
Are we going to sing R. Kelly for real?
We're going to do a little R. Kelly.
What is this, Trapped in the Closet?
Karaoke.
What is this?
I hope it is not Trapped in the
Closet. Woman to Woman, Fed Up?
That must be Steve's song.
La, 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 la.
No.
Come on.
La.
Daddy.
Oh, la, la, la.
Come on, Chris. Come on, Chris.
You going to do it with me?
Come on, we all can do it.
La, la, la. Oh.
I'm home.
Come on, don't you trip.
Go ahead. You know the words?
Standing here looking in the mirror. I don't even need to look at it.
Say it to myself.
I don't even need to look at it.
Should've known this day would come. When she would find somebody else.
And all the things I took her through. I shouldn't have had it this long. Now I'm on the telephone booth.
What do I
call it time wrong?
Cause when a woman's fed up.
Shadow
it ain't nothing you can do about it.
Who hit that note?
It ain't nothing you
can do about it. Somebody hit a note.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, brother. It ain't nothing they can talk about it.
Took
me
out
the
story all the way down.
Okay.
I used to make love to my Bailey.
Okay. When the night felt the same. And anytime that you were hurt,
I could feel your pain.
Oh, hey.
And all the things that took it through.
What?
I shouldn't have laughed it this long. Oh, man. I messed up.
She got the backup. She got him.
Go ahead, Queen.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Nothing you can do about it.
Yo,
ahead and make a big queen.
Thank you guys for that musical intermission right there.
All right.
I didn't know we were going to get two live performances. So it's all right.
Anytime. Okay.
Appreciate that.
No doubt.
All right, so let's get into some more new music. So this girl, her name is Kamaya. She got this song. It's called More Money, More Problems, but it ain't what you think. Let's take a look.
I'm taking your money.
You keep giving these sips.
Oh, man.
I drink a lot of tea.
As if he's slurping.
Oh,
ball. Hi, Apple.
More money, more problems.
Yeah.
Hey, this is West Coast.
For real, though.
Yeah. I'm getting to the top from the bottom. Put on for my city, I got it. Big dreams, oh, big wishes, oh, big goals.
Somebody about to crib walk.
Okay. No, somebody gonna be in it like this.
We're gonna be throwing hoods up in a second.
That's how they dance out here. Next week, yo, y'all
Hey, Kamaya, more money, more problems.
All right,
round table it. What are we thinking?
West Coast.
I like the vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I like how old school
it is.
It feels
good.
Yeah, it's definitely old school. I feel like she could have been with like Cash Money and the Hot Boys or something.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And she invested
I heard somebody.
No shade.
All right.
No
right
Cash Money.
We like Cash Money. She invested in her joint, too. I like the cartoons.
The animation.
Yeah. Like, I really like that.
What kind of camera did she shoot with?
She shot with a Red.
Oh, look.
You own it.
Yeah.
Man.
You own it.
I like it a lot. It's
hey,
cool.
All right. So next, I put this on there because, you know, I just got to throw something out for Queen all the time. So we played him before. His name is Rich Chigga.
Hey.
Is that Asian dude?
Yeah. That's it.
Well, let's take a look. So his new one is called Who That Be. Hey, y'all go.
Yo, bitch, on me, but you can't.
Why are you giving this to me?
Every time I walk through the drop top, can't help but close my eyes.
Yeah, you like this.
Yo, that's the one.
I don't smell no gas.
He's one with a fanny pack.
Yeah.
Don't worry,
not down like
that. I'll get heat. You don't wanna fuck with we. Hit the streets, roll on me. You don't end up in the seat. 7:30, wake up, skirt up in the lobby. Then proceed to sleep on my
feet. He did that shit. Oh, I never heard this song again.
You skirt with him.
That's
hilarious. Lead the scene, bouncing like the trampoline. Getting bread, earn the car.
He beat those furious.
All day ball, mate. Working all night. I might run into the bad, mate. Don't see no such thing as a motherfucking bro, mate. You ain't fucking slick if you think you in my team, mate. Gonna pull up on the kiss with a flat brim cap and a task at the break. And I don't give a fuck, hit him with a damn dick, man. Hold up, pause. Not a real life Santa Claus. I'm a G, better something wrong with me. All these mans on the ground, looking like the dead ass sea. Yeah, pull up on me, sip a hot tea.
Boom, Rich Chigga, who that be? Sylvester, what you thinking?
Huh?
What you thinking?
I'm just thinking about the next song I'm singing. I ain't gonna lie to you.
He's an idiot.
He's ready, okay? He's in artist mode. He ready,
this
though.
Is super dope. He doesn't even look like this is supposed to be coming out of his mouth.
Right. Have you heard of him before?
Yeah, I heard of him. I like, you know, it shows kind of like where hip hop is now. It's like evolved. It's the number one most influential thing in the world.
Yo.
So it gives a lot of different cultures like the ability to like do that thing. And
he's dope.
Yeah, he has his own like style. So yeah.
What about the visual?
I think he put some money behind it though.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's visual. He definitely. Shot with a red.
He
the
shot
shit
with a
is
red,
clean.
A red dragon.
Yeah.
He invested in it.
Stupid.
He invested. Nah, he invested in his shit.
And tell me it don't look like it could genuinely turn into like some like action movie off Netflix.
Like a karate movie.
Yeah, like
movie.
A karate.
I know you ain't say that because he's Asian though.
No.
You ain't say that because he's in a car.
Shot, like just the shooting.
It looks like a movie. It looks like all is shot with the cinematography.
Like the girl with the dragon tattoo gun just started popping out somewhere. Chris, what you, so you've heard of him before?
I have, actually, yeah. He got a big song out a while ago called That Stick.
Yep.
And,
that's what we talked about. When he had the fanny pack on.
Yeah.
All the nerds in the video with him. Like, the
video was lit. Yeah.
It was old. That was the first one.
Yeah. I'm like out of the loop when it comes to rap music.
You are, because you're in a whole other world.
I'm talking about rap music. I don't know.
You like R&B.
Yeah.
What you know about R&B?
Don't play.
Girl.
Okay, he said don't.
I'm
going to cook him some R&B.
I'm going to spill on that music if you stop.
Uh-oh.
You better stay in a child's place.
See, she keep coming at this. You know what I'm saying? Kicked this off when she stepped through the door.
At first I was a little jealous I wasn't at the table. Now I'm starting to feel a little better.
You in the safe zone, my brother. My brother in the safe zone.
Right, you getting hit first.
He's dodging. He's been going back like this the whole time. Okay. I like Rich Chigga.
All right, we support him over here. Chris, let's talk about some new music. So you have a video called For What?
Yes.
Tell us about For What.
So For What, it was definitely the thing that kind of got me popping online. I put out a mixtape last year that first got me my initial buzz, and it was called Radio, Raiding and Doing It Over, R-A-D-I-O. And basically, I was just covering other, popular music. Mm-hmm. And that got me a little buzz, but then I really wanted to come into my own, make my own original sound and everything. And mainly I rap, like I'm more of a rapper than anything else, but I've always had singing in my background. I went to performing arts high school, so I've been in choirs and whatnot. But
where are you from?
Oh, Cincinnati, 513. School for Creative and Performing Arts. We responsible for Nick Lachey and all of them. It's cool. Sarah Jessica Parker, whatever. Carmen Electra. My school was popping. They actually did an MTV series on it that I was supposed to be on that didn't end up doing. That's a whole nother thing. Anyways, you know what? I was singing back then, and then I started rapping. And then I was like, let's put those worlds together and see what happens. And that's where For What came from. Came from a real-life experience that I was feeling this girl, and she was feeling somebody else. And I was like, for what? Like, this is ridiculous. You see me right here? And she didn't. So I had to go ahead and make a video so she could see it. And she ain't coming back, but it's cool. I got a hot video, though, and she got left by her dude that she was looking at. So,
but you'll take her.
For that, I still would.
You would.
Now, please come back. You know what I'm talking about.
He was the hype. They started coming back on him. So.
We gonna link. But yeah, so basically For What, this was like my big push this year that got the 2016 takeover going, and everything from there has just been a blessing, man. This actually was good enough, and I got blessed to have Jazzy Faye catch it online, and he wanted to start working with me. Awesome. So I started working with him, opened some other doors that I can't even talk about yet, but it's definitely the first push, and I got a lot more coming. So
we're gonna start 2017 off strong.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so let's take a look. This is Chris O For What.
You look like a totally different person.
It's No Shave
November. No Shave November. I feel you. No Shave November.
Do girls pray?
Bitch, we have to shave. I know I could spend it, but I'd rather pay attention. Cause I know that he been hitting, but he don't know what he missing. And girl, I ain't no picture, but I sure know how to pinch. You look nice.
I like when you got the
money. Yeah, the lights in the back.
That's dope.
He shot with a red, too.
Yeah.
Always got some shit. Always on your mind. Always got excuses, but they never got no time. Oh, why? Oh, why?
Hey, Chris O For What?
Cool. Oh, all right.
You made him sing R. Kelly. You gonna make me do a leg up?
I don't know what the hell that's called.
That motherfucking dude gonna kick out on you. Oh, watch that knee give out on him. Where you at? Hello?
Get that boy out. Get that boy icy hot.
Icy hot.
The floor is a little hard down here.
I'm going to say, that floor was harder than I imagined.
Okay,
you know.
His motherfucking knee done clicked out on me in his face.
Hey, you know what? I had Tim's on. I was doing that shit. This is the dead ass outfit. That's the dance outfit.
Dead ass.
Shout out to, we got real artists up in here because yes. I appreciate that. Whenever, you know what I mean? We always have this thing about putting people on the spot and when you can just do something off the spot.
We appreciate that a lot.
Because some people come up in here like,
I didn't have my tea today. Bitch, don't come up here.
Okay, bitch. And you skipped out the week prior. Sorry.
I'm really enjoying them. I think y'all all have great personalities. I think that's awesome. Nobody's in here with their nose up in the air and shit. You know what I mean? Well, I would have knocked it down, but at the end of the day, I think that all three of you guys are awesome. I like.
No, I think it's just so dope how like people from New York say all. Like
all.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Like, what do you say?
Say coffee.
I just say aw. I'm from Texas, so it's like we gotta have a drag.
That shit there awesome.
Awesome.
Like, I know for Chicago, we don't really say awesome.
That is awesome.
Y'all say cop in Chicago. So if you ever hear somebody say cop, question if they from Chicago.
He says Boston. They say
like clam chowder, cop.
See, they don't say cop. Yeah, but y'all got the extra little spice.
I like Chicago.
So wait, I need to know his car.
I know you. I knew that when you walked in.
Like car. Y'all saying car?
Like
the car.
Hey, yo, go to the car.
I thought he was like, if somebody said you car, I mean you hot. I was like,
No.
Right,
that is car. Like car.
Chris, so you short for compliments.
So okay, can we get back to the damn?
Bitch, you took us out.
I took them. No, I just had to. I had to just give
him.
I'm on D. This she thinks this R.L. Stine Goosebumps Choose Your Own Adventure.
First of all, let's give you a quick synopsis. This has been my friend for years. That's why he can pop shit.
Okay.
And
but
get
I can't
smacked.
Do it. But I can't do it.
You'll walk out three braids loose. This bitch over here doing some Queen's voodoo with it. Like,
uh-oh. The blood of Jesus.
Okay.
We don't play those things.
Listen.
Hello, he the one from my Louisiana.
She got real. You should have kicked me over like this.
Oh, the Creole.
We came through the door talking about
that.
Yeah.
All right, we're going
to sit by each Chris, it's Chris time to shine. Come on, Chris.
Come on, guys.
Okay.
Chris, you went to a performing arts school, so is there like is music just what we're doing? Because I sense like actor, a little bit comedian or something.
No, I'm not gonna lie, I'm definitely jack of all trades. No, I do stand up, I do acting, but music is really what's been opening the door. I've been out here for 8 years. I went to college for the first half, graduated.
Still paying loans. Obama got a number for that.
You know that number don't work. I called him a couple times. Damn, they got Facebook ads, Instagram. They're like, look, you get your shit. Oh, not you. Yeah, nah. But yeah, honestly,
you're not diverse enough.
Exactly. And I'm up here dancing, singing, rap, acting. Come on, man. They was like, yeah, but you ain't go to real school. You went to acting school. That's different. I've been blessed with having my hands in a lot of different pots, or irons in the fire. I don't even know if hands and pots is a thing.
Jack of all trades.
Jack of all trades. But music has definitely been the thing that's growing. I got to say, first of all, shout out hashtag Chris O Movement, because they have what's made my movement, Chris O.
Mm-hmm.
I challenged myself at the beginning of the year to have this hashtag 2016 takeover, where I was really going to hone in on one of my things, still keep those other things active, still doing some comedy, doing some acting, but really focus on my music.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute I did that, you know, good things started happening. For What Came, all this other stuff. I started off with like 700 followers, and now I got like 10,000. And I just focused
growing.
On that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, because social media was something I was really struggling with. But the Chris
right.
O movement.
What about
helped.
Social media was struggling for you?
So
is
much.
It the comparing yourself to other people?
Well, first it was just getting over myself. First of all, it was just me being stubborn. I was like, man, social media, like, if Tupac was here, he wouldn't get about these damn followers. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, like, nah, it's a different day. It's a different time and age. And, like, it took me a while to realize that. And then once I started seeing artists really
you know, making a name for themselves through social media, I was like, all right, Chris, get over yourself and like use this thing, especially because, like, you know, I do have a lot of different sides of me that a lot of people could see and that don't know me and connect you with people all across the world. You know, I got a bigger Sweden following than I do Cincinnati now. It's crazy. Yeah. So it's really awesome. But it was really more of myself trying to overcome. That was my biggest struggle first. And then it was technical difficulties. Because, like, I was born in the 90s when we went outside. You know what I'm saying? Like, my sister, she was like, oh, did you get that new Call of Duty? And I'm like, yeah, I'm not getting that shit, man.
Call of Duty.
What you talking about? I know, man. I was like, let's go play basketball. She was like, psh, outside? Oh, hell no. You know, so it's a different time. To play
it's a totally different time.
Yeah, completely. But I'm very, very thankful. And, you know, I'm going from the 2016 takeover, and right here I'm saying live on Black Hollywood Live. Hey. It's the first time you heard it. Hey. Next year, hashtag 2017 is everything.
Mm. Boom. Mm.
I felt like that was going to be a lot more prominent when I said it. Right? I thought, you know, it's like, it sounded cool.
Thank Hollywood you, Steve.
There we go.
Yes, Steve.
Hey, shout out to Steve.
Steve dropped bombs on it. He said Black Hollywood.
Right.
Okay, so here's a question to both you guys as artists. Free music versus streaming versus putting out a hard copy. Where do you guys stand with that in 2000 going into 2017?
You go ahead first.
I would say do it all. You know, it's we going into like a renaissance age to where it's like, I don't know if y'all familiar with like Master P. Mm-hmm. But like,
who?
but yeah, Master P made
Master P's
he
from
made,
my era.
He made millions just like, you know, selling CDs out his trunk. Mm-hmm. You know, so now you could do that and you could sell your merch and you could make money offline. Like Hype Now been YouTube, it's like 100,000 and growing. You know, Spotify, it's like 100,000 and growing, and it's I'm getting checks off of it. I'm like, mm-hmm. yo, like, fuck it. You know, you know. But I think we live in that era where now we could do a whole lot more, and we got a lot more access, and you don't really need to go to a label. Or, yeah. You know, you have more control now.
Mm-hmm. We talk about that all the time.
Well, how do you guys, where you guys stand with giving music away?
I think there's a big thing to be said about giving. First of all, I don't like to say it is giving music away because music is for the listener. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. So it's more about giving yourself exposure as opposed to giving away music, because I don't like the way that sounds. Yep. Like, oh, I'm just giving my stuff for free. Like, it's not worth it.
But what are you
not
getting in return?
Exactly.
You're gifting your music.
I'd rather have 100 more ears. Wait, everybody got 2 ears. 200 more ears than $100 yeah. for
hey,
a song.
That's real talk.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like where I stand with it. Although we all got to eat. You know what I mean? But the catch 22 of having social media play such a big role in streaming music is that now there are other artists that are so similar that have their whole catalog online for free.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So if I'm a new listener, I know nothing about you. Why would I pay for you and get him for free when y'all are both on the same level to me right now? Mm-hmm. So there's something about that I'm still figuring out. A lot of the times I've seen people do like snippets on SoundCloud, or they do a little bit here, or they'll have some kind of like giveaway. If you have so many followers, if I reach this, which is really smart. I think like it gives us options as to market our music and still grow our fan base, all the while not going completely hungry.
Mm-hmm. So, music is like now the Wild West. It's
I
like,
think visuals is important.
Yeah. Visuals are very important.
Everything, the whole
why
package.
Why do you think
visuals and quality? Because it gets somebody to something to look at. Like if I hear Hype Now, like for instance, you give me the Asian guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how he looked. This is my first time ever seeing him, right? But it gives somebody... So if I'm listening to it, maybe I'm not really feeling it. But then I see, oh, he Asian, so I don't expect that to come from him. I'm feeling it a little more.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you listen to Hype, okay, so what he look like? You know what I'm saying? Like, people want to put a visual to what they see. And for women, I think they want to put a visual for what they see.
Mm-hmm.
They might not be feeling your music, but they might think you look cute. Mm-hmm. I know women, men think that way.
I think that's true, though. I think for women, like, if we can hear a song, but if a video is super dope, we're going to love it, and then that's when we want to purchase it, because men and women are visual. Men are a little more visual than women, but when it comes to music and hearing artists, we want to see what this person look like, what their swag is like, how
y'all like
they look.
Emotionally tied yourselves.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you got
to like Hype. Like, if you listen to the song is dope, right? Mm-hmm. But if you're looking at the video, you're looking at his style. That's his vision. Mm-hmm. That's his life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? When we looking at stuff like that, okay, well, what is his life like?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can relate anything of mine to him. You know what I'm saying? It might be a car in the back that you peep. Oh, that's a dope car.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let me, and then you can send that to your friends.
Mm-hmm.
You go, yo, check this link. Yeah. Then that can make you buy the album. That can make you buy a CD. But I think visuals are extremely important.
I agree.
I mean, 100%. You got to look that. I mean, Instagram is one of the biggest social media platforms there is now, and it has came a long way. Yeah. I remember only 3 years ago when I was with my ex at the time, and she was all about Pinterest and Instagram. She's like, oh, you got to get an Instagram. No, I know why she left. No, I'm just playing.
I'm done, bro.
but Instagram, man, I mean, look at how, like, now there's RIP Vine. Vine's going away.
Oh, yeah.
Instagram taking away Snapchat's features. Like, there is a reason
Instagram is finna go live, y'all.
It's the visual.
Instagram, they have Instagram Live.
Yeah, they're going live, y'all.
I saw a few people live on Instagram.
And then now, literally, Snapchat thing, you can send your story to a specific person. Right. Yeah.
So what is Instagram Live? Explain that.
It's finna be rolling out.
Yeah, Snapchat going out the window. That was a savage move. Like Instagram did. That was savage.
They need is the filters, because that's all that's holding.
Snapchat. Yeah, the girls we love.
Nobody want to explain the Instagram Live to me.
Like, it's not officially like. Yeah, it's not super official yet. So we don't even know.
Have you seen Facebook Live?
They got YouTube Live.
Nah, bro. I know about it, but I ain't never did it.
So like, if you go live to stream to people on my phone, a little thing would come up and be like, Sylvester's going live. I click it, and then it's you.
Yeah, like, you know how your story bubble pop up? Some, let's say, live in red on the bubble, and you click it, and it's like the person.
So it's like some exclusive stuff.
Yeah, right now.
I can't wait.
It's like, I bet Queen got it. She's about to do it right now. You see?
You got Instagram. Wait, you can go live.
You see?
No, that's Facebook. She's doing Facebook.
I'm doing Facebook Live.
Girl, you gonna mess these microphones up with all that
feedback?
We're
gonna create our own feedback.
So you gotta wait. People are gonna come. You get to see people come in, but I'd never do it. So.
She just decided to do it now. Here's our feedback.
Okay, I hear it.
Okay,
whatever. I love you. All right, so Chris, now you have a song you're going to perform for us called Big Things.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about this song.
Well, first of all, I thought that I'd like to show a little bit of my versatility. Like, you saw the smooth, suave guy over here, but I'm mainly a rapper. I mean, that's my main thing, you know, so... As much as I'm like, you know, baby, for what? How you doing? And all of that. Mm-hmm. I'm still like, I'm with my boys. We about to get, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm about to cut it.
Yeah, we about to cut it. I'm not cutting
it. Oh, yeah, I got feedback.
But no, it's Big Things is going to be one of the first singles out of 2017. It's also, showing off my rappier side. And another side of my manliness, because I feel like we always get trapped up in this image. Like, you have to be one way. Like, we are all people. We all have different shades.
We were just talking about Drake last week with the Apple Music thing.
I mean, like, sometimes I feel like this when I get dissed by a girl and I'm like, oh, man, for what? Like, why did she do that to me? I'm so down. I'm gonna write a love ballad about it. And then sometimes I get dissed and I'm like, fuck that bitch. We're going to make a song about fuck this bitch right here. Because, you know, and that's just how I feel. So it's a different shade of Chris O.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's take a look. Here y'all go. It's a live performance of Chris O. Big Things.
Ooh. You turn my headphones up a little bit. There we go. Chris O. At Chris O Music.
Hey, we got people in the room. Yeah. Say hi to them.
I'm with my boys, looking for girls that's looking for something to do, like me and you, because they think we look good. They do too, and it would be a good look to come through. And so they do miss thing. You got a big thing, I got a big thing. Let's do some big things, miss thing. You got a big thing, I got a big thing. Let's do some big things, ooh.
Big.
Sorry, I had to say it, cause the way it was swaying said damn in body language. It was talking to me, and usually I wouldn't say shit, but that booty's a beauty. Honestly, how do you take shit? No psych, nah, girl, I'm just playing. But do your ass have a man? No matter of fact, don't answer that. But do you got any plans? Do you got any friends? Cause me, I'm riding with mine. We can stay or we can go. Honestly, either is fine, but not as fine as you. So what you trying to do? Some big things? Let's see. Here's what I'ma do. I'ma start out talking, then I'm kissing you softly. And once you start kissing back, then them clothes coming off you. And when we get to that point, girl, you know what it is. Same way I want that, girl, you been wanting this. But if you start acting different, saying that you ain't with it, then call your girls to come and get you. Cause I'm back with my niggas, I'm with my boys, looking for girls that's looking for something to do, like me and you, because they think we look good. They do too. And it would be a good look to come through. And so they do miss things. You got
got a big thing. I got a big thing. Let's do some big things. One more game, Miss Thing. You got a big thing. I got a big thing. Let's do some big things. Big things. Ooh. Damn, where you get that thing from? Cause it don't even look real. But if you can't get a refund, it's all good. Bring it back still. Junk in the trunk, and it's good in the hood. Your exterior gonna get your interior wood. Can you handle a manual? You know I got the stick. Come test drive my sex drive. Bet it's automatic. Because that triple jam booty having accidents. And I'm triple A, all about action, bitch. I see that thing from the front. Cause it's wide on the side. Been thinking about it all day. And we can go all night. Because you look so right with that big old thing. And my jeans all tight from this big old thing. But once she get that thing, you know what I mean, she gon' want it all again. And yo, it ain't no thing. I'm with my boys, I'm with the girls, just singing for some good dough. Like me and yo, because they think we look good. They do too. And it would be a good look to come through. And so they do. Miss Thing, you got a big thing. I got a big thing. Let's do some big things. One more game. Miss Thing, you got a big thing. I got a big thing. Let's do some big things, big things. Ooh.
Hey, hi guys, Chris. Oh, big things.
Hi. Yeah. Everyone say hi to the Queen Live.
I was waiting for Stopper to come through with the freestyle.
Great job. Hi, guys.
Hold up. Play that track back. Play that track back.
Good. I run that back.
Hey, yo, DJ.
I like that song.
Coming out 2017.
Yes.
All right. Go ahead. Hit us back with this chorus again.
All right.
And then stop out. You going to hop in with this?
Fuck it.
Hey, there we go.
We're going to have a laugh. Hey. You know what I mean? I mean, we just doing this.
I'm going to hop in with y'all.
That's what I'm saying. So let's come on in with that. All right, let's hit with the chorus. Let's come right here. Look,
Miss Thing, you got a big thing. I got a big thing. Let's do some big things. One more game, Miss Thing. You got a big thing. Stop her up in this thing. About to do it again. Oh shit.
Big money, loud pipes, stomach, mouth, right. Hey, hey, all night on sight, like plies tell a thought bite.
Right.
And I got my pineapple on the fucking table. Might just go and call Brittany, we gon' start a label. And you know I'm about to get it, we gon' get it now. And I'm with my nigga Chris O and Sylvester Powell. Black Hollywood Live, and we in the mix. And I got my fucking pineapple with the mix. About to mix that bitch up and give it to your bitch. Goddamn nigga, we the motherfucking shit. Like you boss, and I got your girl, I told her take it off. I ain't gotta write it, I just think and then recite it. Go and ask your woman, she gon' tell you we the nicest.
Hey.
I'm so icy. Like a motherfucking Gucci man.
Hey,
damn boy. Yeah, that shit hard, bro. I fuck with that shit.
I like that.
And so they do.
Great job.
That shit hard, bro.
Yo.
That's hard.
So before we go out, I need everyone to give their social media. Chris, where can everyone follow you and stay tuned?
At Chris O Music, soundcloud.com/Chris O Music. Everything's Chris O Music. And if you want business, chrisomusicofficial@gmail.com.
Boom. Make sure you guys check out Big Thanks 2017. And also check out the rest of the video for what on YouTube. Stoppa.
Stoppa online. Stoppa online. Everything. Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Spotify, Apple Music, Stop Online.
Water, weed, Wi-Fi.
Weed, water, Wi-Fi.
Weed, water, Wi-Fi. Get it. Support it.
Oh, yeah.
Drink it. Smoke it.
Yep.
Hey. Sylvester.
Yeah. You can find me on Sylvester Powell Jr. That's J-R. Don't spell it out. On Instagram. I don't really tweet like that, so... You can just find me on Instagram. Everything is on there.
On the side of a wall.
Yeah.
You know
or SylvesterPowellJr.com. However y'all feel.
Just looking like bam. Queen.
Oh, shit. Y'all already know. Instagram, Snapchat, @QueenWink. Twitter at Queen Live. And if you want some good fucking weed, go to winklux.com.
Mr. Carter.
You already know, though. You can follow me everywhere at Mr. Carter and at MrCarter.com.
Boom. You guys can keep in contact with me at DJ Jesse J. Also, make sure you guys hit us up at BHL The Beat on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, BHL Online. And please, if you guys have a music video that you want to send to us, hit us up at BHLTheBeat@gmail.com. Till next week.
Hold on.
Wait a
minute. Whoa. My Snapchat. Let's get this right. That's it. It's Sylvester Paolo Snapchat.
Okay.
And before we go, I gotta bless you with the pineapple.
It is now a royal pineapple.
I know, right? Stay tuned.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram me, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.